Jesus Christ is the light of the world. with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify your name forever. Amen. Our song is Psalm 14.
Thank you. Our scripture reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 19th chapter. He entered Jericho and was passing through, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see Jesus, who he was. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. At our men's ministry meeting this past Saturday, we had quite a discussion about this question: what about those who have never heard the gospel? Well, that's a question that comes up from time to time from different people, and it really, really needs to be addressed. It's important because that question is often used by unbelievers to justify and excuse their unbelief, and also to draw true believers away from God. The implication of the question is that God is somehow not just. But for others, the question often muddies the clear water of God's salvation by faith in Christ alone, and it tempts us to try to find other ways of salvation. But the Bible is clear about all of these things. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. "There is no other name," Peter taught, "under heaven, given among men, by which we must be saved." And Paul taught us that faith comes by hearing the word of God. God wants us to seek him, as Paul said to the philosophers at Athens, "Yet men do not seek him. There is none who seeks after God." Romans 3:11. Nevertheless, God seeks men. When Adam and Eve sinned, God came to them in the garden and restored them through his words. God seeks men through the proclaimed truth of creation, as Psalm 19 tells us. But as Paul also tells us, men are constantly suppressing that truth. God seeks men through the proclamation of the gospel, and yet many resist it and persecute it. So here is the picture of the world in which we live. Men are running away from God, and God is seeking to save them. Somehow in this divine chase, some of us get caught. The truth overcomes the lies in us. We repent. We are turned back toward God in order to fear, love, and trust in him above all things. God doesn't explain to us how this happens. He doesn't explain how some are caught, but others keep running. But it clearly happens. So throughout the whole world and throughout all time, men have been running from God, and God has been pursuing them. And so the only question that really matters for all of us is, am I running with the truth or from it? Do I have peace with God or not? It is not for us to figure out how we are caught by the truth, but it is for us to believe it, to live it, and to become one of God's chasers after the lost souls who are all running in the wrong direction. What about those who have never heard the gospel? To that, God would ask of us another question. What about all who have heard and continue to hear the truth of God in creation? Why do they run from that? Why do they not honor God and give thanks as Paul says they should in Romans chapter 1? I have no idea. But I know that God loves them and he is running after them and he will catch some of them. In the end, I will let God decide what is just and right for each and every person. As Moses said, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. Amen. Please rise, and we join together in singing the canticle, the song of the three young men. It's hymn number 930 in our hymnal.
In peace.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Blessed and preserve you.
Amen.
sin